Video: More than 20 people killed in Russia's overnight attack on Ukraine. By Amy Furr on March 8, 2025. More than 20 people were killed when Russia launched an aerial attack on Ukraine overnight on Saturday, and officials said there may be more victims. The Associated Press, AP, reported on Saturday. At least 11 people were killed in multiple strikes on a town in Ukraine's embattled eastern Donetsk region late Friday. And another 7 people were killed in 4 towns close to the front where Russian troops have been making steady advances, said regional governor Vadim Filoshkin. 3 others died when a Russian drone hit a civilian workshop in the northeastern Kharkiv region, emergency service officials reported. 1 man was killed by shelling in the region. According to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Russia fired ballistic missiles into the town of Dobropetia and a subsequent strike targeted rescuers who responded to the scene. Zelensky said nearly 50 individuals, including several children, were hurt. Video footage posted on Saturday shows the aftermath and destruction in Dobropetia. And France 24 noted Russia has been attacking the area for weeks. Meanwhile, Russia on Saturday said its troops had retaken 3 villages seized by Ukraine in its Kursk border region in a fresh setback for Kyiv as the prospect of peace talks draws closer, AFP reported on Saturday. On Thursday, Russia rejected a partial or temporary ceasefire in its war on Ukraine, according to Breitbart News. The Russians punctuated this argument by launching a massive attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with missiles and drones. Russia also appears to be on the verge of ejecting Ukrainian forces from Kursk, the territory counter-invaded by the Ukrainians in August 2024, the report said. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump announced that Zelensky was ready to negotiate towards peace and sign a mineral deal with the United States, per Breitbart News. He made the announcement during a joint address to Congress by reading a letter from Zelensky. Trump said, the letter reads, "Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Nobody wants peace more than the Ukrainians." Trump also said his administration had had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. A Breitbart News article published on Wednesday said the United States has reportedly suspended the provision of military intelligence with Ukraine as part of the freeze on assistance until Ukraine chooses President Trump's path to peace and comes to the negotiating table.